Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to everyone. Thank you for joining me for our weekly halaqa series, our class, Tariqul Hijratain, the Two Migrations. It's a book written by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahimahullah ta'ala, in which he explains one's spiritual journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a beautiful book. We've been studying it for about 4 weeks now, alhamdulillah, this being our fifth class, I believe, inshallah. And so we're going to continue, as you can see on the screen, with the Arabic text. I'll be reading from the Arabic text and I'll be translating it for you guys, and then explaining what the Shaykh is talking about in this book. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, by the way, is an amazing scholar. I've taught his book in three other halaqat, I believe, various books that he has written, and they've been absolutely amazing, extremely uplifting and spiritually motivating. The last book that we did was The Sufficient Answer. You can find that podcast on Qalam Podcast. You could check it out there and hear it. An amazing book. Also about how to conquer sins that a person has become addicted to. So please do check that one out in the Qalam podcast, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, as for today's class, let's continue where we left off, inshallah ta'ala. So before we read exactly what's on the screen right now, I just want to give an introduction like where we left off in our previous class. So, bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. So, in our previous class, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, in this book, he decided to start the whole book on a single topic. The Arabic word is faqr, and the English translation of that is dependency. Complete dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faqr actually means to be poor, right? And to have nothing. And so he began this section by explaining that the key to your spiritual progression, the first step you should say to your spiritual progression, is to embody and truly build within yourself this concept of complete dependency upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to not see any power of your own accord, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability and power. And so at the end of our last session, last week on last Wednesday, he spoke about this concept, which is al-bara'a min ru'yatil malik. He's like, one of the stages you'll reach is you become free from seeing your own abilities. And he spoke about how there's two types of people. He's like, one person is externally wealthy, right? Externally, they have everything, mashallah, like blessings from Allah, mashallah, left and right. But internally, their mind is like, all of this belongs to Allah and none of it is mine. It all goes back to Allah. He's like, this person has truly, truly embodied the concept of dependency, regardless of their external state. Whereas the other person is someone who externally has nothing, right? But whatever they do have, they see it as all they're doing. It's all them. It's all their effort. And because it's all their effort, it's all they're doing, these are the people that are outside of the category of dependency. They don't have that base quality needed to ascend spiritually closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he gave examples in our last class about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, many of the Sahaba, other people who were righteous but wealthy. And he said that the reality is that the external state isn't what matters. What truly matters is the internal state's perception of the external state. And that was just such a profound wisdom to be dropped on us last week, okay? So he's comparing these two people. This is where we leave off today. You can see on the screen. He's comparing these two types of people. So he says, وَالْأَوَّلُ مُسْتَغْنٍ بِمَوْلَاهُ الْمَالِكَ الْحَيِّ أَلَّذِي بِيَدِهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He's like the first person. This is the person who is completely dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see that wealth as belonging to Allah. So he says that first person, mustaghnin bimawla, that first person is wealthy due to the enrichment of their master, al-malik, al-hay, the king, the all-living, alladhi biyadihi khaza'in, the one who has in his hand the treasures of the heavens and the earth. He says, وَإِذَا أَصَابَ الْمَالِ الَّذِي فِي يَدِهِ نَائِبَةٌ. And he says, for this person, remember, this is the person who views whatever wealth they have as being owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just a treasurer. He's like, وَإِذَا أَصَابَ الْمَالِ الَّذِي فِي يَدِهِ نَائِبَةٌ. If any calamity afflicts the wealth that's in this person's hand, رَأَى أَنَّ الْمَالِكَ الْحَقِّ هُوَ الَّذِي أَصَابَ مَعْلَ نَفْسِهِ. This person sees it from the perspective of that the owner himself, al-malik al-haq, the true owner, is the one who took away this wealth. That right there, brothers and sisters, is a gem. Like that right there is gold, because it changes our perspective on what we lose completely. When you have in your mind that it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, then whenever it does go away, it hurts so much. But when a person has already trained themselves to understand that this isn't mine, this is just something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in my custodianship for a short time. Now, when this person loses anything from the dunya, he says or she says to themselves that رَأَى أَنَّ الْمَالِكَ الْحَقِّ هُوَ الَّذِي أَصَابَ مَعْلَ نَفْسَهُ. He's the mala nafsihi, that the true owner is the one who just took back their wealth. فَمَا لِلْعَبْدُ وَمَا لِلْجَزَعُ وَمَا لِلْحَلَعُ. He's like, so why would the servant be so worried and so distraught? See, right here, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is saying a lot of the anxiety, a lot of the worry, a lot of the things that we go through psychologically about our wealth, is like it would be cured, it would be appeased if we were to look at it from this perspective. And it's just a really, really profound perspective that Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is giving us to actually understand how we should look at what we have. He says, وَإِنَّمَا تَصَرُّفَ الْمَالِكُ الْمَالِ فِي مِلْكِهِ الَّذِي هُوَ وَدِيئَةٌ فِي يَدِ مَمْلُوكِهِ. He's like, anytime you lose that wealth, you look at it from the perspective that the true owner of that wealth is using that wealth that was just in my hand as a trust, as a loan. فَلَهُ الْحُكُمُ فِي مَالِهِ. So this person, he's like, so the one who owns the wealth can do whatever they want with it. إِنْ شَاءَ أَبَقَاهُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ ذَهَبَ بِهِ وَأَفْنَاهُ. If he wants, he can keep it where it's at. And if he wants, he could take it away and finish it completely. فَلَا يَتَهَمَّ مَوْلَاهُ فِي تَصَرُّفِهِ فِي مُلْكِهِ يَتَهِمُ. You can't blame an owner for spending their wealth as they see fit. وَيَرَى تَدْبِيرُهُ هُوَ مُوجِبُ الْحِكْمَةِ. And then the person will realize that whatever is the plan of Allah is based on Allah's wisdom. فَلَيْسَ لِقَلْبِهِ بِالْمَالِ تَعَلُّقْ. This is the key right here. He says, فَلَيْسَ لِقَلْبِهِ بِالْمَالِ تَعَلُّقْ. He's like, this person, their heart is not attached to the wealth at all. So this, brothers and sisters, is like a gem. This is like, subhanAllah, you know, as I was studying this and preparing for tonight's tonight's class, I read this, I was like, subhanAllah, this is the core problem that many of us in our society, we struggle with, which is it's not wealth that corrupts people. Wealth is a tool. The problem is when the heart becomes so attached to that, that when Allah takes it away, when God takes it away, you're all worried. What are we going to do? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Well, you didn't realize that it wasn't yours in the first place, and you didn't realize that it was just a trust placed in your hands. That's the way we should be looking at it, inshallah. All right. So that's that page. Let's go to the next page, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so he says, وَلَا لَهُ بِإِكْتِثَارٍ لِسُعُودِهِ عَنْهُ وَإِرْتِفَاعٍ هِمَّتُهُ إِلَى الْمَالِكِ الْحَقِّ فُهُوَ غَنِيٌّ بِهِ وَبِحُبِّهِ وَمَعْرِفَتِهِ. He's like, وَلَا لَهُ بِهِ إِكْتِرَاثٍ. This person is not concerned about amassing wealth, right? This person doesn't care about that, because this person realizes, فَهُوَ غَنِيٌّ بِهِ, that this person's richness comes by their relationship with Allah. That's the true richness that they have. وَبِحُبِّهِ, their love for Allah is what enriches them. مَعْرِفَتِهِ, their knowledge of God is what enriches them. وَقُرْبِهِ, their closeness to Allah is what enriches them. And وَقُرْبِهِ مِنْهُ عَنْ كُلِّ مَا سِوَى, and they realize that the true richness is to be closer to him besides everything else, meaning that's my closest relationship. فَهُوَ وَهُوَ فَقِيرْ إِلَيْهِ. So this person, now here's that word again, faqir. He's like, this person truly becomes someone dependent ilayhi, upon him, duna ma siwa, not dependent on anyone else. And that's what we've been talking about for the last like 3-4 weeks, is that true first step in spiritual development is for a person to realize at every second that dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا هُوَ بَرِي. So he's like, this is what we're talking about when we say بَرِيءٌ عَنْ رُؤْيَةِ الْمَلَكَةِ الْمُوجِبِ لِلْتُغْيَانِ. This is what we're talking about when we say that the person is free from seeing their own power, which causes rebelliousness. فَكَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَتَغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى وَلَمْ يَكُلْ أَنْ اسْتَغْنَى بَلْ جَعَلَ تُغْيَانَ نَاشِئًا أَنْ رُؤْيَتِهِ غِنَى نَفْسِهِ. This is beautiful. So now Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he's actually connecting it to a verse in the Quran in Surah Al-Alaq. And this verse in the Quran is very beautiful, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا, no. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى, indeed humanity is ever rebellious, ever rebellious. أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, because he sees himself as independent, free of need, right? Independent. أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, he sees himself. So Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse didn't say because he's independent. He says because he sees himself as independent, because the moment a person starts to perceive themselves as independent from Allah, then they let go of the reins of control. They do whatever they want. And that's when the rebellion kicks in, that tughyan. And so the first thing that holds us back, right? The first thing, like subhanAllah, just think about it. You know, if someone is just all of a sudden came across massive amounts of wealth, right? They would assume, and the normal perspective of humanity is that it's mine. And that's what we say, right? We say, yo, I have this, this is mine, right? And we say that because, you know, we're speaking on just normal terms. But what we're talking about here is that even though you just came across all that wealth and you're saying it's yours, in reality, in your heart, you're like, this isn't mine. Allah placed this in my trust for a short time. Again, this isn't mine. Allah placed it in my trust for a short time. When a person sees it as theirs, they splurge. They do what they want. They spend it however they will. But when a person sees it as a trust, now it's like, wait, let me think about how I spend this. Am I spending it according to the way the true owner of it wants it to be spent? So you can see, brothers and sisters, from this perspective, when you start to look at yourself from this perspective, it will completely change how you use the gifts of Allah, whatever gifts. Now we're talking, we're talking about wealth, right? But this is related to any of Allah's blessings. I mean, it could be beauty, it could be wealth, it can be influence, it could be what you can name 1,000 things that are blessings. The moment you think that you own that blessing, then you will use that blessing however you see fit and not according to how the owner of that blessing wants it to be used. Let me say that one more time, because this is really important for our spiritual development. We're talking about seeing every blessing as not yours, but a gift or a trust given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you see that that blessing, or think that that blessing is yours, it becomes the cause or the means, not the means, it becomes the reason why you use it however you want to use it. Again, whatever blessing it is. But when you see that blessing was given to you and it's a trust, now you're like, wait, I got to use this blessing the way the true owner of this blessing sees or wants it to be spent and used. And again, it's not just talking about wealth. It's talking about all types of blessings. All right, let's go to the next one. He says, وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ هَذِهِ الرُّؤْيَا فِي سُورَةِ اللَّيْلِ بَلْ قَالَ وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى وَهَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ لِأَنَّهُ ذَكَرَ مُوجِبُ تُغْيَانِهِ وَهُوَ رُؤْيَتِهِ غِنَى نَفْسِهِ وَذَكَرَ فِي سُورَةِ اللَّيْلِ مُوجِبَ هَلَاكِهِ وَعَدَمَ تَيْسِيرِهِ لِلْيُسْرَى وَهُوَ اسْتِغْنَاؤُهُ عَنْ رَبِّهِ بِتَرْكِ طَاعَتِهِ وَعُبُودِيَتِهِ. Let me explain this. This is really heavy. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi here, he says, look, up till now, we were talking about your perception of your external state, your perception, how you see your external state. So your external state could be wealthy, but from internally, you realize that these are blessings from Allah. So therefore, you're not in the category of istighna, you're in the category of faqir because you believe it's from Allah. But it's perception, right? He goes, but if you look in another surah of the Quran, and the surah is Suratul Layl. In Suratul Layl, the chapter of night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two different types of people. And one person, he says, wa amma man bakhila, as for the person who holds back, wastaghna, and sees themselves as independent and denies what is good. And then Allah starts to describe like the bad state of that person. But there's three things that are discussed. Amma man bakhila, the one who's stingy, they keep it to themselves, right? This is mine. Wastaghna, second quality. And they are independent. They are independent. Now here, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is like, notice that Allah did not say they see themselves as dependent, but rather they are independent. So he's like, why in the first place in the Quran, it says like they see themselves as independent, but in this place in the Quran, it's like this person is independent. And so he explains, he says, the reason why there's a difference is because the person who sees themselves as independent, that becomes a cause for their rebelliousness, for them to go out beyond the limits. It's a cause for them to, he says, لِأَنَّهُ ذَكَرَ ذَكَرَ مُوجِبُ تُغْيَانِهِ. Allah is mentioning the thing that will cause rebelliousness and for the person to just let loose. But in this surah, the surah of the night, Surah Al-Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually speaking about the thing that will utterly destroy the person. The destruction of the person. And what is the destruction of the person? Istighna'uhu an Rabbihi tabarak wa ta'ala. This person being independent, I don't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ لَوْ اِفْتَقَرَ إِلَيْهِ لَتَقَرَّبَ إِلَيْهِ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ مِنْ طَعَتِهِ. If this person truly felt that they needed Allah, then they would get closer to Allah by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِعْلَ الْمَمْلُوكِ, like the action of someone owned. الَّذِي لَا غِنَاءَ لَهُ عَنْ مَوْلَاهُ, the one who has no independence from their master, even for the blink of an eye. وَلِذَٰلِكَ ذَكْرَ مَعَهُ بُخْلِ, and that's why Allah also mentions stinginess. Now this is really deep, because he says here that notice that Allah mentioned being stingy with istighna, independence. See, here's the deal. This is really heavy. When a person sees that whatever wealth I have, whatever influence, whatever blessings I have were given to me by Allah, this person no longer becomes stingy with the blessings, because they realize I'm spending them the way Allah wants them to be spent, and they're not mine in the first place. But on the inverse of that, when a person sees themselves, this is mine, I gotta protect it, I'm the one that worked for this blessing, I gotta take care of this blessing, now this person holds on to it, they hoard it, they don't wanna spend it, they don't wanna see it go. Why? Because they think they worked so hard for it, in contrast to the other person. The other person's like, yeah, bismillah, you need some help? Bismillah. You need something? Bismillah. Why? It's not mine in the first place. And subhanAllah, that is exactly what the Prophet ﷺ said. He said, "Ana qasim." This isn't my wealth. Rather, I'm a distributor. I just give out according to what Allah wants me to do. Right? And so that's what he's explaining in this line, inshallah ta'ala. Let's go to the next page, inshallah. So again, this book, subhanAllah, it has layers to it. And believe it or not, we're still talking about this concept of dependency, because he really wants to go to a deeper level. So he goes, وَتَفْسِيرُ دَرَجَةِ الْأُولَى مِنَ الْفَقْرِ. He goes, let me now explain the first level of dependency upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, قَوْلُهُ الدَّرَجَةُ الْأُولَى فَقْرَ الزُّهَادِ. He's like, the first level of dependence upon Allah is the dependency of the people who have given up the dunya. The dunya just means this worldly life. Like, these people are not concerned with the material aspects of this dunya whatsoever. The material is fleeting. They don't care about it at all. It's passing. It's going. Dunya, this world, is like an airport. I'm stopping. I got a layover, but I'm still trying to get home. That's it. This is the level of the zuhad, the ascetics, those who just leave the dunya. So he says, وَهُوَ نَفْضُ الْيَدَيْنِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He goes, نَفْضُ الْيَدَيْنِ. This is when a person just dusts off their hands from this dunya, this world. ضَبْتًا أَوْ طَلَبًا, regarding holding it or seeking it. And إِسْكَاتُ lisan, their tongue doesn't speak about the dunya anymore, whether it be blaming it or praising it. وَسَلَامَةُ مِنْهَا طَلَبًا, and their heart is like tranquil with it, even when they go after it or when they don't have it. He goes, let me explain this level. He goes, let me go to the next page for you guys. My bad. He goes, the breakdown of this level, فَحَاسِلُ هَذِهِ الدَّرَجَةِ, the breakdown of this level is فَرَاغُ الْيَدْ وَالْقَلْبِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. The simple summary, guys, is that your hands and your heart are free from the world. You're good. You're like, I'm done. I'm farig. I'm done with it. وَظُهُولْ عَنْ فَقْرِ مِنْهَا وَزُهْدِ مِنْهَا. You're not worried about your needing it or not needing it. He goes, the sign that your hands don't care about this dunya anymore is that فَهُوَ لَا يَضْبِتُ يَدَهُ مَعَ وُجُودِهَا. You don't like grab onto it, hold it stingy when it's present. وَلَا يَتْلُبُهَا مَعَ فَقْدِهَا سُؤَالًا وَإِلْحَافًا وَحِرْسًا. And you don't beg people, ask, persist for it when you are seeking it. So here's the deal. He goes, what's the sign that you reach the first level of dependence on Allah? You've given up the dunya. You don't care about the worldly life anymore. What's the sign? How do you know you have that level? He goes, the sign is that when you have it, you're not stingy with it. You're not holding on to it like, I can't ever let it go. And when you don't have it, you're not like a fiend going after it. I don't know if you guys know what a fiend is, but like, you're not going after it like a addict, you could say. Like someone who's like, I gotta have it, I gotta have it, I gotta have it. He goes, no, you're at peace. Like you're good. When you have it, you're at peace. When you don't have it, you're at peace. That's the sign that your heart has become detached from this world. فَهَذَهَ الْإِعْرَابِ وَالنَّفَذْ دَالْ عَلَى سُقُوتِ مَنْزِلَتِهَا مِنَ الْقَلْبِ. He goes, this state is a sign that this life, this worldly life, has dropped out of your heart. You don't care about it anymore. إِذْ لَوْ كَانَ لَهَا فِي قَلْبِ مَنْزِلَةً لَكَانَ أَمْرَ بِذِدِّ ذَلِكَ. Because if the dunya was still in your heart, then it would be the inverse. You would be holding on to it very like stingily, and then when you don't have it, you'd be like an addict going after it. You gotta have it. You gotta have it. You gotta have it. وَكَانَ يَكُونُ حَالُهُ الضَّبْطُ مَعَ وُجُودِ لِغِنَاءِ بِهَا وَكَانَ يَطْلُبُ مَعَ فَقْدِهَا لِفَقْرِهِ إِلَيْهَا. He's like, you would be going after it like crazy when you don't have it, and when you have it, you'd be holding on to it, never trying to let it go. So here, let's make this very simple. The sign that your attachment with the dunya is too much is that when you lose something, wealth, whatever it may be from this world, when the sign that you're too attached is that you're like an addict. You gotta have it. And if you don't have it, it just breaks you. And also when you do have it, you just grab onto it. I can't never let it go. The stage that we as believers try to reach is that I have the dunya. Like I it's good to have. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Oh Allah, give me good in this world. But when I have it, I don't squeeze it and hold it so tightly. And when I don't have it, I don't yearn for it and desire it so eagerly. Subhanallah. He goes, وَأَيْضًا, let me go to the next page. He goes, and another sign that you have been released from this world, like you let it go, إِسْكَاتُ lisan anha, that your tongue isn't always talking about it. لِأَنَّ مَنْ اِهْتَمَّ بِأَمَنٍ كَانَ لَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ مُقِعَ الْإِشْتِغَالِ الْلِسَانِ بِمَا فَاضَ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ مِنْ أَمْرِ مَدْحًا أَوْ ذَمْهًا. He goes, when whoever's really worried about something, you'll find that if it's in their heart, their tongue will be always talking about it. And it's either if they're praising it or blaming it. Like, oh, I hate this person. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like that. That's actually showing that that person actually is still stuck in your heart. And so that's what he's explaining. He's like, when you reach this level that you don't care about it no more, you don't even speak about it. You're good. You're fine. فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا حَصَلَتْ لَهُ مَدَحَ وَإِنْ فَاتَتْ وَمُنِعَهَا ذَمَّهَا. He goes, the state with most people is that when they get it, they praise it. And when they don't have it, they that it's nothing. It's not even that serious. It's not important. I didn't like it anyway. And that shows that it's still in the heart. He goes, continuing forward. وَذَمُّهَا عَلَامَةُ مَوْذِئُهَا مِنَ الْقَلْبِ. The fact that you're speaking negatively about it, blaming it, shows that it's still stuck in your heart. لِأَنَّ الشَّيْءِ إِنَّمَا يَذُمُّ عَلَى قَدْرِ اِهْتِمَامِ بِهِ وَإِعْتِنَا بِشَفَاءِ غَيْذِ مِنْهُ بِالذَّمِ. He's like, because you only censure, speak ill about something in accordance to your concern for it, and it's bishifa'ul ghayd minhu bidham. And when you're speaking negatively, you're just appeasing that anger you have against it, which shows it's still stuck in your heart. That's what he's trying to say here. It's beautiful, really beautiful. I mean, subhanallah, like the beauty of this lies in that, you know, it helps us monitor our heart's connection to things. Like it really helps us monitor and control our heart's connections, and really assess, is our heart so connected to Allah or is our heart connected to dunya, right? All right, let's go forward a little bit more, inshallah. فَصَاحِبُ هَذِهِ الدَّرَجَ لَا يَذْبِطُهَا مَعَ وُجُودِهَا. Oh, I think we did this part already, my bad. Let me go to the next. Okay, let me just go forward a little bit. Okay, one second. One second, give me a second, guys. Okay, yes. All right, so we're moving forward. I don't think I uploaded the screenshots of this next section. Yeah, but we've covered 30 minutes. Okay, cool. So listen, I think we're going to stop here, inshallah ta'ala, because this is the next section where he goes into Darajat Thani, the second level of this dependency upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This next section is a very beautiful section, so make sure you join me next Wednesday at 7:30. He really talks about how our hearts have to be left open for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not filling it with anything else. It's a really, really beautiful section, inshallah. So we'll cover that section next week in our halaqah Wednesday evening, same time, guys, at 7:30, inshallah ta'ala, 7:30 to 8 o'clock, our Wednesday night halaqah, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Thank you for your time, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding of our dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment and allow our hearts to remain connected to Him at every second of our lives, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.